When Mary Woolley became president of the all-woman Mount Holyoke College in 1900, she had a plan to change the curriculum from one focused on women as subservient to men to one focused on actual education. She also took along and hired her partner, Jeanette Marks, who became a professor at the school, and they lived openly together for a total of 55 years. No closet for them. Putting the two ideas together, Woolley as feminist reformer and Woolley as openly gay lover, playwright Bryna Turner crafted Bull in a China Shop, starring the extraordinary Stacey Ross, playing at Aurora Theater in Berkeley through December 8th. Through a series of small scenes, vignettes ranging from full-on confrontations to monologues, we learn about Woolley's opposition to suffrage and observe conflicts with her more radical lover, conflicts that are both political and emotional. In order to make the story play in a more contemporary fashion, the playwright updates the language and adds modern-day F-bombs. Still, there's an inherent problem. Woolley's real-life story isn't all that interesting, mostly because her life has no inherent story arc. Her job lasted decades, and her relationship even longer. The production shows the relationship as interracial, but in real life, both partners were white. And because women living together didn't cause scandal in those days, the dangers we might see today didn't really exist. And once you remove those ubiquitous F-bombs and modern word usage and the gender difference, you're left with a story arc that resembles 1940s biopics. Bryna Turner does what she can, which is why the parts of Bull in a China Shop are greater than its whole. But there are no secrets to reveal, and surprisingly little is at stake. This is compounded by the decision to focus on the affair that almost breaks them up, rather than on the very real conflicts generated by the two lovers, one an activist, the other a politician, or between the staunchly feminist Woolley and her very male and patriarchal board of directors. These elements still exist inside the play, but they never really take center stage. Jasmine Milan Williams, as the student who is a thing for Jeanette, almost steals the show as the outrageous and outrageously funny Pearl. But really, this is Stacey Ross's show as Woolley. She's simply riveting in a performance that is fascinating and nuanced. And while the play has its moments and its charms and its political bite, Stacey Ross is the real reason to see Bull in a China Shop. Bull in a China Shop by Bryna Turner, directed by Dawn Monique Williams, plays at Aurora Theater in Berkeley through December 8th. For more information, you can go to auroratheater.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.